Here with me, I've got Alec Russell. And Alec, first of all, tell me what you do here in the dealership and where we're located.
We're in Danville, Kentucky, pretty much the geographic center of the state, and I'm the dealer principal.
All right, with Greenline
Implement. Greenline Implement.
Well, tell me about what we're going to do out here at Boyle County Fairgrounds.
Well, we're going to do some ride and drives. We're going to do some comparisons between ourselves and some of the competition. We're going to do gators, zero-turn mowers, compact utilities, all the way up to 100-plus horsepower.
Well, we've sure got a lot of equipment already set up or being set up still, some of it, and looks like we've got customers coming onto the lot.
Yes, sir.
Well, tell me what you think about having this Dry Green Utility Tractor Show come to town.
Well, I think it's a great deal. You know, Deere's putting a lot of effort in it, and we're trying to reciprocate and putting a lot of effort in it. You just kind of sometimes you never know who's going to show, when you're going to show. Good weather is what you want, but then good weather, people are in the field, so, you know.
Well, it looks like we're going to be kind of lucky today. I know there's some weather that's going to be moving in, but right now, kind of a little light breeze and sun's peeking through the clouds a little bit. So for the Dry Green Utility Tractor Show and what it's displaying, these new utility tractors, how have your customers expressed their interest, or what have they said about this new line of equipment?
Well, those that have chosen to look have I think, for the most part, been receptive. It gets us into a level playing field with our competition in those size tractors. They're very, I think, very price competitive and very feature competitive. We've just got to really promote it for those that have that stigma of, well, John Deere's too high, and so they just don't stop and come. And that's the reason why we're doing this, is stop and come and look and see, and maybe we're not as far out of the ballpark as you think we are.
Well, for people who live in your area, what would be some, just give me kind of a list of some of the applications that they would find very useful for these tractors.
Well, we're pretty much tobacco, cattle, and hay. We don't do a lot of row crop. I tell people we eat more corn than we make around here, so we're not a row crop area. It's going to be mowing hay, rolling hay, feeding cattle in the winter, and that's their primary purpose. And with these D's and E tractors, that puts us in a price range where we need to be, that we've never been there before.
How about, you know, Kentucky's known for its horse industry. I don't know what, in your area here, if we have much of that, but if you do, how might that work for horse owners?
Well, I think for the most part in our area, I mean, we're sort of on the southern fringe of the thoroughbred horse industry. We do some business with some large horse farms, and a lot of times I want to say that you have multiple drivers, and the fewer bells and whistles these tractors have, I think it'll add to the longevity of those tractors. If you throw a lot of bells and whistles in some tractors, people get confused, and these are pretty much, you know, simplistic type tractors, and I think they will be very good for those thoroughbred farms around here.
Well, I think that's a good point, talking about multiple operators. I mean, even for somebody that's a large property owner that may have children or others who may get on the equipment, again, you're kind of in that multiple operator mode there, and so it probably worked there just as well?
Just as well, yeah. I mean, that's their I think people tend to, in our particular area, probably get frustrated with the more electronics that they have on their cars and their trucks and their tractors and things like that. And these have, for the most part, have been eliminated. And I think people will be receptive if we can get them to come in and try to break that stigma of well, John Deere is just so much higher than everybody else that, I mean, they just don't stop and shop.
Well, we're just starting into spring here, coming out of the winter, and, you know, it's time people like to get outdoors and start working in their fields. What's your kind of outlook? How do you feel about how things are going to, I mean, we've had some tough economic times here, and I know in the last year or so.
That's the problem, I think, with most part, most people in our immediate area. I think that if the cattle market was a little bit stronger than what it is, then farmers, if they need something, they'll do it. I think the cattle market's probably following the stock market and everything like that, and everybody's really unsure, so they're sitting on their hands, and we have inventory now this year that we didn't have last year, hopefully to meet the demand. It's just we'll just kind of have to wait and see. I'm always an optimist. I'm just cautiously optimistic, I guess.
But it also might suggest that it's a good time to come out and look at buying a new piece of equipment, right?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, Deere's got some advantageous interest rates on hay tools and on these tractors, and we hope that will put people kind of over the threshold and say, well, yeah, let's just go on and do this. So that's what we're hoping for.
Great.
And if you can't, you know, that's why we're trying to be aggressive in the Drive Green is promoted and show as many people as we can get in here. We've done several mailers. We've mailed out probably at least twice over 5,000 direct mailers. It's been in all of the surrounding newspapers. We'll have one of the larger radio stations here for 2 hours today, inviting people to come in that happen to be maybe at work or in the tractor and say, oh, well, maybe I need to go up there. So we're, you know, Deere's put the effort for this, and so we're trying to, as I said, reciprocate.
Well, it's a pretty setup out here, so I hope people will do that. And here at the Danville, Kentucky Drive Green Utility Tractor Show, stop. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.